The Jays bullpen did its job, including our next guest, Steve Dalabar, who joins us on Baseball Central. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. The lovely and talented Dirk Hayhurst is here as well.
I am so happy to have you aboard today, Steve Dalabar. I appreciate it, you getting up probably early and joining us. There's a problem, and it's a problem in the video game world, and I need to discuss it with you.
Okay.
What happened to the Guitar Hero series of games? It like died off. Are there any more? I mean, what are you doing to get your guitar fixed these days?
I'm actually listening to Brett Laurie play in the clubhouse.
Really?
Oh yeah. He's a wizard on it.
So
I haven't played in a while. We just had a baby this off season and it was kind of low key at the house and I agree with you as far as all the games and how it kind of faded out. They kind of switched it over to where it really wanted to teach you how to play guitar. But as far as the game, I think it was kind of faded out pretty quick.
That's unfortunate. I have such fond, vivid memories. But it's good that Brett, now, is he playing the old versions of Guitar Hero, not the new ones? I mean,
No. He's playing a real guitar.
Oh, okay. I was confused there. Did he learn from a video game? Because that would actually be a great endorsement.
He played in high school. He took it, I think he said 3 years he took it, and he comes in and somebody has a guitar. He goes, oh, I played a little bit in high school, and then he starts just going to town. Oh, you played a little bit, huh?
Oh, man, there are like Canadian women all over the country right now that are just, he's musical too. Oh, my gosh.
My guess is he doesn't play folk music.
He plays a lot of different stuff.
Really?
For the type of character he is, you wouldn't think that he would play the songs that he does, but he's got all kinds of, he's a master of many tools.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, the soft side
You have not heard like a Rolling Stone until you hear the Brett Laurie version. I have to ask you, last night, Ramon Ortiz, short lease, were you surprised to hear that bullpen phone ringing in the third inning?
We're always on guard down there. early on in the season, we got the early phone calls. So I said it in the third inning. I was like, hey, if we had a good run, it was like 10 games without getting in there early. So I was hoping to kind of stretch that a little longer. But, it didn't work that way, and we had to get in and get some work early.
Steve Dalabar joins us on Baseball Central. Steve, you're right. It's been a run of games where the starters have been fairly consistent. But I wanted to ask you, as a group, and I'm not singling out Ramon Ortiz here by any stretch of the imagination, but as a group, you guys know who's starting in that particular night. You know what the track record is. You know that maybe it's going to be one of those nights where the bullpen is going to be needed. Is there a different attitude at the start of the game in that situation compared to, let's say, Brandon Morrow at his very best Brandon Morrow-esque, where you probably know that you're not going to have to do much before the seventh or eighth inning? Is there just a different attitude, different mindset in the bullpen, different atmosphere?
Not really. We go down and everybody has their routines that they go through. And, we kind of go with a blank mindset and just kind of let the game play itself. We don't like to say, this could be an early one, or, we're just going to sit back and ride out the starter. And, it's not like that. We try to prepare ourselves, and if we do get the call early, we're up and get going.
Steve, there's a lot of veterans that have been brought into the team this year. Between Mark Brilley, R.A. Dickey, and Josh Johnson, a lot of guys off the field or off the mound, too, there is just a glut of experience kind of added to the team. Has there been anyone on the team that in the veteran capacity, and I'm sure you're going to say Darren Oliver because you spend so much time around it, but has anyone really made an impact for your game or helped you stabilize something or given you that kind of like aha moment about baseball?
It's been both, the two veterans in the bullpen, Casey and Darren. Darren's always pounding in my head, use your fastball. And then more so with Casey, it's not him saying something. It's me just learning through observation and kind of picking pieces of his game, the way he prepares, the kind of following the game the way he does and reading hitters and just the whole prep going into the game and trying to get ready for, you know, the hitters that I'm going to face and you know, try to pick his brain on stuff like that. But, you know, those guys, they've done things well for a number of years. So, you know, anytime you can get some good info, it's always great.
Sure. And please don't read into this next question, because I am not at all accusing you of needing anything in addition to the game that you already bring. But your power arm, and you look at someone like Casey Jansen, doesn't have the power arm that you have, and yet he's still getting the job done, but he's gone to that big overhand curveball. He's added a cutter in. Has, for your future, when you know that the velocity is probably going to taper off as you get towards the 20th year of your what will probably be a long and very successful career, have you considered maybe, you know, trying to adopt some of those things that you see working for other guys that have less velocity than you do now, like say the cutter or that big overhand deuce? And if so, when do you work on something like that? And feel free to say, shut up, Derek, don't worry about it. I will totally understand.
Shut up, Derek, don't worry about it.
No. Never works.
Now, you look across the board and you see guys that, you know, still have success, that velocity's dropped off, and you talk about Casey and you say he doesn't have the power stuff. I like to say he has a power mind, because okay, he uses his stuff to the best that he can. Location is number one always. You know, you watch the guy pitch and he just darts to black all day, and you know, down and away is always available. So no matter if you throw 95 or 85, you know, down and away and showing in a little bit, you know, is always going to work no matter where you are and what velocity you have.